This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 10th, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I hardly know where to begin today. I've got such a stack of news I want to go through. I've got several clips I want to share in the next 2 hours. It'll be later in the second hour before we take phone calls. No guests scheduled today. And I'm not going to spend a tremendous amount of time on the Connor Betts Dayton shooting and Patrick Crucius of El Paso. Although I think it's clear to see what's transformed in the last week. One, you know, when these mass shootings take place, you're not allowed to go and look at these people's Twitters and Facebooks yourself. The FBI, the government, shuts all that down so that they can control the narrative, so that they can, in cahoots with the media, give the public the information they want them to know. As you can see, and you've probably, hopefully, other hosts have discussed this, you know, they've kept the focus on Patrick Crucius, the El Paso shooter, which there's a lot of strange things going on there. It's hard to get a real foothold on exactly who and what he is. Bunch of strange things in these two shootings. You know, I hate it's that way, but it is. We're going to talk about a few of those. Connor Betts, the Dayton shooter, you know, Antifa. You know, I think what we're moving into is, and you know, even Rush Limbaugh yesterday was eluding. He didn't come out and say it. I know AJ has come out and said it, but it looks to me like we're moving into an era where Antifa is going to commit mass shootings to justify the gun grab. Now, you know, we had a caller several months ago, probably 6 months ago, and I forget who it was, but I think they were from Texas. But anyway, whatever. They were saying, you know, keep your eye on these red flag laws. Well, looks what has transpired. Donald Trump is talking about gun controls, strengthening background checks. Man, none of that would have changed any of this. You know, when you've got a 21-year-old that's never been in any trouble with the law whatsoever. Now, I know they said his mom did call the police a week earlier, supposedly. I mean, I don't know what to believe about some of this stuff that they say. But you're not going to be able to eliminate people from getting guns. There's so many illegal guns in this country, and I'm glad there are, millions of them, that, you know, that this is incrementalism. This is moves toward eroding the Second Amendment. And Donald Trump and the super cucked out Republican Party, that, you know, at any given chance, they reach out and they grab that pole. They're on their knees because they probably just got done servicing a Baphomet, and then they run up that white flag every single time in any given moment. The Republicans are such super cut sellouts. It's just sickening. That includes Donald Trump as well. Unbelievable. But yeah, we may be moving into an era where we're going to see more mass shootings. They're going to be carried out by Antifa. Y'all all remember, you know, that, isn't it interesting? Hollywood doesn't make movies about the underground weathermen. How many times there used to be, I used to work beside of a VHS rental business. You remember those? You'd go rent your movie. And they had a movie in there on the underground weatherman. I actually rented it a couple of times. Other than that, now there's plenty on YouTube. You can watch documentaries. It's not been purged off of YouTube yet. But I think we're moving with Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the media fanning the flames, and I've got a clip that's going to be coming up of Tucker Carlson's just Betos, these insane lunatic buffoons that's out running for president. unbelievable. Also, Patrick Little has come out of, I guess, you know, he had kind of went into a semi-retirement from activism. I've got a clip of him coming up, too. We're going to be talking about that as well. But Newsweek.com read an article this past week. A now-deleted Twitter account that appears to belong to the Dayton shooter Connor Betts suggests the 24-year-old was a Democrat-supporting, gun-loving Satanist. It follows other reports suggesting that Betts was known as a violent misogynist who once, as a high school student, compiled a list of girls to rape. Police in Ohio are searching for a motive as to why Betts shot and killed 9 people, including his own sister. So, you know, I'm not going to read a whole lot of this because hopefully you've heard some of this, but I mean, we've got unhinged, complete lunatic Antifa out shooting up and killing their very own sister. It's some very strange times in which we live. Now, I printed off and read the manifesto of Patrick Crucius. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Now, there were a lot of anomalies, very strange things in both these shootings, and we're going to talk about that. The Texas Walmart shooter who killed at least 20 Hispanics in a... Now, I'm reading this from the NewObserverOnline.com. In a racially targeted attack, said in his online manifesto that America's future had been destroyed by a combination of mass Hispanic immigration, corporation-driven environmental abuse, and corrupt Democrat and Republican politicians. Now, the four-page manifesto that I read in 8chan, which has been taken down. Daily Stormer was down for a while this past week. Edward Griffith's website, Need More News or whatever, I'll tell you later. It was down for a while. There was this, and 8chan, the gentleman who owns 8chan, said that this wasn't even posted to 8chan first. So there's a lot of discrepancies in what's actually going on here. Was the manifesto put there by some other agent? I don't know, but I've used it as a justification to take down 8chan, which is just a free and open message board type situation where it's not censored in any way. Actually, free speech takes place over at 8chan, so you know, we can't have any of that. So some of the natural news, Mike Adams has been all over this with questions. And here's some of the questions about the shooting that Mike Adams asked. 5 huge questions are screaming out for real answers. I'm just going to read the questions when we go later next hour to phone calls. Anyone that wants to chime in on this can. Number one, if there's only one. Now, he's talking about the El Paso Patrick Crucius shooting. If there's only one shooter, why did so many eyewitnesses report multiple shooters at the scene? Why did the local police arrest and hold 3 suspects in custody, as was widely reported by the media before the story was changed to the lone shooter? Why does the so-called manifesto appear to be written by someone far older than 21 years of age? How does one man kill 20 people and wound another 30 people with a single magazine that can only hold 30 rounds? Their surveillance photo shows no chest rig, no battle belt, and no spare magazine. How does one man kill 20 people and wound another 30 people with a single magazine that only holds 30 rounds? Owner said was posted on Instagram first, said manifesto was not posted by shooter, and has given all info to law enforcement. Yeah, Ken's chiming in. Hey, Ken, while I got you, can you check something? I'm getting a text message here that's saying Epstein is dead. I'd like to get some verification on that. Also, I've got the Epstein story here. Names are coming out. This thing was breaking. Okay. So we may have some news here on Epstein. I'm sure the source on that that text that to me would not be giving me any wrong information, but I cannot. It's hard to look up and do the show at the same time. The fifth question Mike Adams had is, if the shooter was on a suicide mission, why does he bother to wear both eye protection and ear protection? Answer, because he knows he will survive his mission and be taken into custody after surrendering to the police. It wasn't a suicide mission at all. 18 months from now, The world will have forgotten the name of the shooter, and the media will never report anything about him again. So also, you know, there was ear protection and a bulletproof vest on the Dayton shooter, supposedly. And here, in the El Paso shooter, he had ear protection and eye protection. And, you know, I looked at all the videos. I could not see a second clip. So those are very valid questions. You know, so much of this is... But the media has ran with the Patrick Crucius story because it fits their narrative of a bunch of white racists. It fits their narrative of hating the immigrants. If you saw where ICE raided the facility down in Mississippi... And the news media, Lester, the super cuckold on NBC Nightly News, showing the crying children. Well, if they don't like that, don't come here illegally. They show the crying children. They don't ever show the family that's... Epstein is dead. Ken says, "You are." Does it say suicide, I assume? Doesn't say. Okay, so we will. I tell you what. Frank says it's the main headline now on Drudge. So we'll see if we can get some more information about that. Also, William Cooper, you know, he had talked about in his book, Behold a Pale Horse, the possibility of the government using mass shootings to bring about the end of the Second Amendment. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Epstein found dead in cell. How about this? The story was breaking yesterday. They were saying, they were giving names. You know, they've got pictures of Baruch, the former prime minister of Israel, going in to see Epstein. I'm looking for my story right now. It's down in my stack, I do believe. Actually, I've got it written down here. It's on my phone. So now Epstein's been found in his jail cell dead, supposedly. We're going to see this story, I bet you, drop off the cliff. So how about that? Epstein dead. You know, there is more and more evidence now that Epstein, you know, was a Mossad agent or working for Israel and was using this to garner blackmail information against the United States government officials. You know, and so very, very, very interesting. I'm glad we'll cover that more when we get to it. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can pull up my Epstein story here real quick because he was naming, information was coming out yesterday. One of the names was Bill Richardson, the former governor of New Mexico, Britain's Prince Andrew, George Mitchell. There was quite a list that was coming out of that these young women were saying that Epstein had directed them to have sex with underage girls. They're now, you know, not underage, but they're telling their story. And so now Epstein supposedly committed suicide in jail. We will update that as we can go. All right, I tell you what, right here, if we can, Ken, let's play video one, Tucker Carlson talking about what's happening this past week in the country.
President Obama used the power of the presidency mm-hmm. to try to pass comprehensive immigration reform with the Latino community, Latino leaders at the table. You now have a president, as you said, talking about exterminating
right.
Latinos.
Exterminating Latinos. Keep in mind that Donald Trump, as a factual matter, got a higher percentage of the Hispanic vote than Mitt Romney did. It turns out that not all Latinos believe in open borders. A lot of them don't. Some of them agree with Donald Trump on immigration. And yet the left is now telling you and demanding that you believe that anyone who supports Donald Trump is a white supremacist and must be destroyed. Now, they're telling you that for political reasons. This is election season, obviously, and they want more political power. But there are other reasons, too, that they're saying this. Ever wonder why rich people seem the most hysterical on the subject? Ever notice that it's the highest paid people on television who are the most determined to convince you that white supremacy is America's biggest problem? Why is that? Simple. Every minute you're angry about race is a minute you're not thinking about class, which, of course, is the real divide in this country. Working class people of all colors have a lot more in common, infinitely more in common with each other than they do with some overpaid MSNBC anchor. And if you were allowed to think about that for long enough, you might start to get unauthorized ideas about economics. And that would be disruptive to a very lucrative status quo. So they whip you into a frenzy of racial fear so that it never enters your mind. It's a diversion. Everyone else hates each other. They get to keep their money. Pretty tricky. Unfortunately, it's also destroying the country. This is the path to civil war, obviously. So we want to take a second to pass on a sincere message to official Washington, and particularly to our colleagues on the other cable news channels. And it's this. Please, for the sake of the nation, calm down. Yes, America has problems. Yes, racism is one of America's problems. But so is a fading middle class. So is a terrifying drug epidemic that's killed hundreds of thousands of Americans. So is a national debt that is growing by $1 trillion a year. These are huge problems. And people know that. People know their country is in decline. And it's making them turn to new political leaders. Donald Trump was one of those new leaders. Elizabeth Warren and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are a couple of others. This is a time of frustration, and it's a time of change. It's a hard time for America. But this country is not on the brink of genocide. It's not even close to that. This is not a white supremacist country plotting the slaughter of its own people. It's a kind country full of decent people of all races who, like all people everywhere, make bad decisions from time to time, but they mean well and they generally try their best. So going forward, give them the benefit of the doubt, even when you disagree with them, maybe especially when you disagree with them. These are your fellow Americans. Cut them a break. They deserve it. And remember, the alternative is disaster. Joe Concha writes about media for The Hill, and he joins us tonight. Joe, in that spirit, I mean, I don't want to increase the temperature or traffic in even more.
All right, I don't want them to calm down. I want them to keep calling us white racist. I want the president to keep on denouncing all the white people and talking about hate all the time, because the hypocrisy and the hubris of this is reaching levels never seen before, and the people are getting sick of it. They see through this hypocrisy. They see this two-tiered system. They see the separation between what should be and what is, and it's good for us. I don't care if the country breaks into a civil war. In fact, since we now have concluded that voting is a joke, what is the next step? I'm glad that this divide is happening. I'm glad that it's pushing people to pick one side or the other. I think Jeremy mentioned that about 4 or 5 weeks ago when he called in, that, you know, this is pushing people to take sides. This, the Russian hoax has fell apart, so now the Democrats' idea is to call everybody a white supremacist and a racist. No matter what the argument, they can't debate the issues, so they just call you a racist. I'm glad it's getting worse. And at the beginning of that clip, when they were talking about Donald Trump using infestation, he was talking about the rats in Baltimore. He wasn't talking about Mexicans somewhere. But the same people that want to format open borders are the same ones that want to take your guns. So I'm glad this divide is happening. And the worse it gets, the better. New York Post: convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein is dead of an apparent suicide, law enforcement said. A gurney carrying a man who looked like Epstein, isn't that interesting, was wheeled out of the Manhattan Correctional Center around 7:30 a.m. This is the New York Post. The ambulance went to New York Downtown Hospital. The incident comes 2 weeks after Epstein was placed on suicide watch. Isn't that interesting? He was on suicide watch. And that suicide watch is supposed to mean they're keeping an eye on you so you can't commit suicide. After he was found nearly unconscious in his cell with injuries to his neck, now, you know, that happened about a week ago or so, the multimillionaire financier is being held without bail pending trial on child sex trafficking charges. Thousands of documents unsealed yesterday in connection with the case against the perv's alleged recruiter revealed dozens of high-profile names that a self-identified victim, Virginia Guffrey, said she was forced to perform sex acts with, from former Maine Senator George Mitchell and ex-New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, money manager Glenn Dubin, and MIT professor Marvin Minsky. So Wow, there's some breaking news. I think I hear music. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Studio running down the news. Epstein is dead. Is Epstein dead, or did he just land in Tel Aviv? I don't know. I don't know. It's awful convenient, is it not? I mean, just as this starts breaking yesterday, and of course, mainstream media not really covering it at all. I don't know if I've even seen a story since Epstein's apparent other attempted suicide with the places on his neck. So I don't know. I mean, it really is convenient. So we will, I guess we'll just leave it at there for lack of any other information. But interesting for sure. Now, this past week, you know, we were talking about how now all of the, you know, the Charlottesville's in the news every single day, and white supremacy, and the president's going to eradicate hate out of the country. You know, everything, you're a hater if you don't like mass illegal invasion. You're a hater if you want to keep your Second Amendment. If you stand for anything other than living in an all-day gay pride parade, then you're some sort of hater. The Times of Israel ran an article yesterday, and I thought it was really interesting. Jewish security experts call for 9/11 style response to fight white supremacist. Yeah. After a white supremacist gunman murdered 22 people in El Paso, Jewish groups that track hate say it's now time to get serious about the threat from the far right. In fact, Jewish security officials say the crisis calls for the kind of response that followed 9/11, building a system to track white supremacists from scratch. Since the 2001 attacks, white supremacists have been responsible for a far greater number of killings than international terrorists. Did you hear that? Unbelievable. I'm not going to read this entire article. You can find it for yourself. I just wanted to tell you, and you know, Congress, several in Congress was wanting to reconvene and have more hearings on white supremacists. I mean, if you don't go along with the genocide of the white race, if you point out anything at all about what the reality of what's happening is, then this is the narrative they bring. You're supposed to be deplatformed. You're not supposed to have a credit card or a job. You're not supposed to be able to post to Facebook. You can't do anything because, well, by golly, you oppose the genocide of your very own race. It's really incredible how fast this has been ratcheted up, where immediately, you know, two shootings in one weekend, the news dominates on the one that they can paint as a racist and completely leaves out the Satanist, Antifa, deranged lunatic in Dayton that's shot his own sister, according to the story, you know. And, I mean, it's just so insane. But then this is used, you know, there's 129 people per day in America that commit suicide. Okay, so it's horrific for 30 people to be shot in mass shootings. I get that. You know, I'm not condoning it or justifying about it. What I'm saying is 126 or 129 people per day in America commit suicide. That's 47,000 a year, you know? But the problem is white supremacists. The problem is the Second Amendment. The problem is white people won't accept being browned out. They said it, Patrick Crucius, this is coming from the interviews that they've done with him, that he said when during the Democratic debate, when they all raised their hands to give free health care to illegal aliens, that helped to push him over the edge. I don't know. But you haven't seen this one in the news. In the State Department's definition of anti-Semitism was changed this past week. The U.S. State Department has updated its definition of anti-Semitism to include drawing comparisons of contemporary Israeli policy to that of the Nazis. Well, if there is nothing to draw comparisons to, then why would you need to, you know, expand the definition of anti-Semitism to include such a definition? The State Department's definition of anti-Semitism includes most of the points outlined by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's own definition. Criminal acts are anti-Semitic when the targets of attacks, whether they are people or property, such as buildings, schools, places of worship, and cemeteries, are selected because they are perceived to be Jewish or linked to Jews, the State Department website reads. Anti-Semitic discrimination is the denial to Jews of opportunities or services available to others and is illegal in many countries, it continues. That's not true. Just the mere discussion of anything that's anti-Israel or opposes their foreign policy or domestic policies is considered anti-Semitism. At the initiative of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the U.S. Special Envoy for Monitoring and Combating Anti-Semitism, yeah, that's your Special Envoy, the Czar, Elon Carr, the new edition specifies that comparisons of Israel's policies to those of Nazis also constitutes anti-Semitism. Last month, Omar introduced a resolution in the U.S. House of Representatives, co-sponsored by Rashida Tlaib, in support of the BDS movement. The text of the resolution cites examples of boycott movements against Nazi Germany, the USSR, South Africa, and also suggests that the BDS movement is comparable to the Boston Tea Party. Boycotts have been effectively used in the United States by advocates for equal rights since the Boston Tea Party, it read. Americans of conscience have a proud history of participating in boycotts. We're coming up on a break. We'll finish this story on the other side. It's quick. Yep, your definition has been updated, and no news media coverage of that whatsoever. Back in a moment.
We'll be right back. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
We're back on running down the insane news of the week. The Sun is reporting that Epstein hanged himself, and that's on Drudge Report as well. You can link to it from Drudge. So someone on suicide watch hanged themselves. We shall see. The story is interesting. While we were talking about the definition of anti-Semitism being expanded by the Department of Justice, this is coming in from freebacon.com, something that won't get any reporting. Europe poised to put warning labels on Jewish-made products. The European Union is poised to mandate that Israeli products made in contested territories carry consumer warning labels, a decision that could trigger American anti-boycott laws and open up what legal experts describe as a Pandora's box of litigation, according to multiple sources involved in the legal dispute who spoke to the Washington Free Beacon. I'm not going to go any further on that because it'll probably all be shut down by the United States government. But anyway, and I'm not a fan of the European Union, but they have recognize some of the realities of what's taking place between the Palestinians and Israel. Israel just this past couple of weeks has been expanding and further into Palestinian territory, and none of it reported on the news. So I just I wanted to throw that in. There was an article this past week, America is not going to be a free and open society any longer, on Zero Hedge. And I wanted to read a little bit of this. This is actually Michael Snyder of the Economic Collapse blog. I've used his material on this broadcast many, many times. Whenever a tragic act of violence makes national headlines, the calls to give up more of our freedoms and liberties in exchange for the promise of increased security become deafening. But if we take another step toward becoming an authoritarian society, every time something horrible happens, eventually we won't have any of the basic liberties and freedoms that previous generations of Americans fought so hard to secure for us. Unfortunately, voices like mine are becoming increasingly rare, and the American people seem to want a society that will shelter them from anything that could possibly go wrong. Of course, there's never been such a society in all of human history, and we won't be able to create one either. No governmental system can eliminate the problem of evil, and bad things sometimes happen to good people. And without a doubt, the mass shootings that we witnessed over the weekend were absolutely horrific. In less than 24 hours, 29 Americans' lives were lost between these two mass shootings, and this has greatly shaken the nation. Sadly, these are not isolated incidents. As a society has become less moral, we have seen an escalation in violence all over the country. And, you know, all you got to do is watch your local news. I'm telling you what, I watch the news out of Charlotte. I just stand amazed that society could have devolved into this type of situation. And all the while, the media is painting everything as progress. As I've been warning for years, the thinner veneer of civilization, the thin veneer of civilization that we all take for granted, is steadily disappearing. At one time, you could walk down the streets in most communities in America without worrying that someone would suddenly gun you down, but that is no longer a safe assumption. And in some areas, things are getting really, really bad. Just check out what happened in Chicago over the weekend. In Chicago, at least 3 people have been killed and 37 more injured since Friday evening in shootings within the city limits, including 22 people shot Sunday in less than 4 hours, the Chicago Sun-Times reported. Now, that was last weekend in Chicago. The Epoch Times' Jack Phillips reports at least 7 people were shot and wounded on August 4th as they gathered near a children's playground on Chicago's west side. The people gathered at 1:20 a.m. as they stood in the park at 2900 West Roosevelt Road when a person opened fire from a black Chevy Camaro, said the Chicago police. So why didn't this mass shooting get the same kind of coverage of the other mass shootings? Could it be because it didn't neatly fit the agenda that the mainstream media is trying to promote? The city of Baltimore is another major city where violence is completely and utterly out of control. In fact, there is only one nation on the entire planet that has a higher homicide rate than Baltimore. Only one country in the world has a higher per capita homicide rate than the city of Baltimore. According to the World Atlas, the murder capital of the globe is Honduras, where there are 90.4 homicides per 100,000 people. Baltimore, with 56 homicides per 100,000 people, edges out the number 2 spot ahead of Venezuela, where there are 53.7 homicides per 100,000 people. As violence across our country continues to escalate, the calls to restrict our Second Amendment rights are going to become overwhelming. But taking away our Second Amendment right is not going to solve the problem. Instead, it would just take guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens. You know, and it's interesting, you know, they could talk about the gun violence in Baltimore and Chicago every Monday morning, but it doesn't fit into their narrative. That would not promote, because the blacks in Baltimore and Chicago are off the rails and shooting each other all day every weekend, that doesn't suit the narrative of we need to take the guns away from the law-abiding white people. So they use these selected mass shootings to promote the agenda. And what's the Republicrats doing? They're ready to reconvene in Washington when they get off their 6-week sabbatical vacation and start legislation to expand background checks and what have you. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people saying, oh, well, that might erode Trump's base. I don't care. I don't care what happens to Trump's base. Trump's not going. When you're up there promoting red flag laws, thought crimes, where someone can call the police and say so and so might be a threat to themselves or others, and the police are going to start investigating and immediately say they need to commandeer all your guns while they're conducting this investigation to see if you're sane enough to possess your own firearms that you do possess and you've not done anything illegal. When the president's promoting that type of agenda, he's not a pro Second Amendment president in my book. So we're going to see all of this worsening and coming to fruition, and I predict, and it's easily predictable, that we'll see more mass shootings and more of it's going to come out that they're far leftists, like the underground weatherman Antifa, and they're going to be using this to promote taking the guns. I mean, how about this past week, Mitch McConnell's campaign was suspended for Twitter for highlighting the violent threats that was made against him. You know, they were outside, the tolerant left was outside Mitch McConnell's house chanting murder the turtle, and they were talking about they wanted to stab him and all this kind of stuff. The campaign account for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was suspended from Twitter after sharing a video of protesters allegedly making violent threats against the senator, including a protester saying, just stab the, words I'm not going to use, in the heart. Twitter had no problem with Massacre Mitch trending on Twitter. But when his campaign put video of what the people were saying outside his doors, they suspended his account. This morning, Twitter locked their account for posting the video of real-world violent threats made against Mitch McConnell. This is a problem that the speech police in America today, said campaign manager Kevin Golden. Twitter will allow the words Massacre Mitch to trend nationally on their platform, but locks our account for posting actual threats against us, Golden added. So it was, you know, they released it later or what have you. But this is the new normal. Mass censorship for any information they don't want to be public. You know, the tolerant left that is so anti-violence. But, you know, they caused all the violence in Charlottesville. And, you know, the gaffe master on tour, Joe Biden, he still tries to bring up Charlottesville at every possible opportunity. You know, they're not happy unless the white people that went to Charlottesville to protest the removal of a statue, all legally permitted in the beginning, have to be thrown under the bus at every turn. You know, Biden was even wanting to go to Charlottesville when he announced he was running for president, the gaffe master. He actually included Charlottesville. His whole speech was about Charlottesville, and that's why he had to run for president. I mean, just incredible. The endless, constant demonization of everything about white people. You know, have you ever Googled Chad Africa? Let me tell you something. Google that sometime and go to images and check that out. You know, your next iPhone is not going to be coming from Chad Africa. Okay, you're not going to be buying a Lexus from Chad Africa. So I mean, there's reasons. There's hard, legitimate reasons that there's these differences. And to say otherwise is to be in denial of actual reality. You know, and that's just the facts of the matter. I don't wish it was this way. I wish we could all live in a peaceful utopia, you know, without violence and prejudice and this type of thing. I wish it could be that way. But it's not allowed to be that way. In fact, this corporate-owned lapdog prostitute media is fanning the flames. They're not trying to create peace and civility in America. No, they want this chaos. They want this divide. It's a divide and conquer strategy. They want this animosity between everyone. That's why they pick and choose these stories. That's why certain stories are Trayvon Martin and other stories get no recognition whatsoever. Mainstream media this past week doesn't say a word about the definition of anti-Semitism was being expanded. And with the sellout traders we've got in place now in Washington, D.C., I think it's just a matter of time till, you know, anti-Semitism is a crime like it is, you know, in France and ungrate and Germany and Canada. You know, the mainstream media never gives any coverage to what's actually happening. You know, once they take the guns away, it's acid in the face, it's stabbings, it's running over by vehicles. It didn't eliminate the problems. It just changed the delivery option of the mass killers. You know, so it's really absurd and ridiculous to even have this debate that we're having, especially with regards to red flag laws, which is going to become the new normal. It's all going to happen under Donald Trump. Just wait and see. And, you know, the Mississippi, they said at that plant, the factories that they raided with the illegal aliens, they arrested like 700 and some. They turned 300 of them back loose, and there was no charges brought against the factories that had hired these illegal aliens. I thought there was supposed to be some teeth in it. You know, I read the law a couple of weeks ago where if you hire illegal aliens, you know, you're breaking this statute. But it's all part of the agenda. It's all by design. This is what they want to have happen. That's why there is no wall. That's why ICE is treated the way they are by the media. That's why when you go to your local Walmart, you think you're in Mexico City. This is all part of the divide and conquer agenda. That's why they're bringing in, we're supposed to be fighting Muslims over in the Middle East and then bringing them here because we're such great humanitarians. And then look at what this does to our society. Look at what it does to it. They're already talking about school systems are overburdened in these different areas. So then the working class has got to be taxed more to support the invasion, of which they are opposed to, but they're made practically like a slave to have to pay and fund their own demise. That's the reality of the situation in America today. You know, but they're on TV, they're debating some the most foolish things. It's all theater, while the destruction of America, the destruction of our livelihood, the destruction of our children's future, the destruction of our grandchildren's future is happening right before our eyes by this bunch of sellout traitors, these Democrats and the Republicrats in Washington, D.C. that haven't done a damn thing for the middle class in so long, it's unbelievable. They just make more laws, they make more rules, more restrictions. You're living under all these permits and inspections. It's the absence of freedom. And yet they paint it that we're all supposed to be so happy and we're so lucky while we're watching the demise of our very own race, our culture, and our future in America. You know, Zero Hedge and the economiccollapseblog.com hit it right on the head. I mean, just past week, Lindsey Graham said Monday he struck a bipartisan deal to write legislation that would encourage states to adopt red flag laws, allowing guns to be taken away from potentially, that's the key word, dangerous individuals, and he vowed action in the wake of this week's shootings. Now, can you imagine when they get this in place, the ridiculous, absurd stories that will be coming out? Disgruntled employee calling the cops, boyfriend, girlfriend, divorces. You know, the cops will spend all their time investigating, and what they'll do is they'll immediately take the guns while they conduct their investigation, and then trust you me, you'll play hell to get them back. You know, that's what this, and what they'll ultimately say is, okay, well, we're willing to drop the investigation. Would you agree just to go ahead and turn in all of your guns, or we'll put you into this buyback product policy if you'll agree not to own any more firearms? Just think about that. You've done nothing wrong, committed no crime, maybe never been in any trouble whatsoever, and you're down there having to agree. You know how they do to give up your guns just to try to make this go away. Well, then you've become a disarmed citizen. You don't have a Second Amendment right. You don't have your constitutional rights, and you've not done a thing wrong. That's where they're going to be taking this. They're going to be doing it under Donald Trump, and I think we're just another shooting or two away from having this completely implemented, and the march is going to be on. Donald Trump's not going to save us, and that worthless bunch of Republicans is certainly not going to save us. All they can do is run up the white flag at the first opportunity, and eventually, the Republicans cave, oh, just quit calling us names. We'll prove we're not white supremacists. We'll vote for gun control. Just quit. Like, that's going to somehow work. That's how sold out. It's not that they're that stupid. It's that they're that sold out. They're that bought and paid for. That's what the problem is here in this country. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C., and that was a little bit of a bitter pill for me to come to grips with, too. But once you come to grips with that reality, that you're just completely sold out by this bunch of worthless criminals in Washington, D.C., then it's almost comforting because you can move on to acceptance. You've accepted the fact that they're nothing but a bunch of criminals, and they're there to sell you out. They're going to do it, and these laws will be coming in place soon enough, and just wait and see. If we see another shooting, especially some sort of big shooting, school shooting or something like that, here just in the next week or two, watch the timing of when Congress reconvenes. What happens just prior to the reconvening of Congress so that they can run in and cry their crocodile tears and pass legislation to take the guns away. Coming up on a break, we'll be back in moments.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Back on the alternative media, Baron in the studio. I tell you what, after after the top of the hour, I want to play the update from Patrick Little, and we'll probably go to the phones a little earlier. I'm getting a ton of email, a lot of people wanting to talk about Epstein, so maybe we'll dedicate a little more time to phone calls, because it really is, I mean, I want to get you guys' opinions too. It really is, I mean, the timing of this is just practically perfect. I mean, we are living in some interesting times, to say the least. I mean, it has changed rapidly in the last couple of years, and I mean, all in the wrong direction. So, I mean, maybe this thing's coming to a head. Here, I've got one for you. Now, no one could have predicted this. You hear that, paper? No one could have predicted this. You'd have to be some kind of prognosticating swami, right, to ever have been able to predict that anything like this could ever possibly happen. The Boy Scouts of America are continuing to cover up a pedophilia epidemic within their organization, a group of lawyers alleged Tuesday in a new lawsuit. This is coming in from NBC News. The abused and scouting lawyers said they've identified 350 previously unknown scoutmasters and volunteers who allegedly preyed on boys and whose names were not known to law enforcement or in the BSA's internal database, which critics have called the perversion file. So let's see now. You put the fags into the Boy Scouts. Yeah. And then there's a big rash of pedophilia. Huh. Well, no one could have ever predicted such a thing. You can't look at these files and not come to the conclusion that this was a massive problem that had been hidden, attorney Tim Kosnoff said at a press conference. We know that when a pedophile abuses a victim, it's not just one, added attorney Stuart Eisenberg. So each of these 350 abusers have dozens of other victims who have yet to come forward. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. You know, I mean, I remember when this was changing and everyone, you know, it's really destroyed the Boy Scout movement. I mean, a lot of their, they've had to sell a lot of their big territories. All kinds of churches quit supporting them. And I wasn't in the Boy Scouts, so I'm just speaking from, you know, what I know about it. I thought this was a good organization that probably taught good moral skills and ethics and was good for young men coming along, maybe especially for those that might be in a broken family situation. But they had to move into homosexuals, into something like Boy Scouts, where guys go out camping by themselves and whatnot, and expect it not to turn out into the pedophile disaster that it is. All right, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be back in a moment.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast.
Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.